time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. 69 degrees outside right now this morning. Going to be another good one?
Another good one. Right near 88. A little breezy.
Couple
not too
of
bad.
Nice days in a row here.
Yeah. That's beautiful
nice.
Last night.
Yeah. I mean, I realize it's nice to go out and do stuff like that, but I know there are some folks that wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of rain sneak out of those clouds, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's starting to get dry a little bit.
Yeah, a little dusty if you've been out and about at all here these last week or so. Brett's not able to be in with us here this morning. He's got probably an air conditioner to fix someplace.
Probably.
You know, that's service for you. You know, you call and they show up. That's just the way it has to be. So that's more important than what he's doing here with us. So in the meantime, we'll have you listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, it is another Freedom Friday. We have been spending the last few months visiting with area veterans about their experiences and things during the course of their military time. We took a little detour here this morning. Instead of visiting with an area veteran this morning, I want to talk a little bit about an issue that's kind of important to veterans as well, and that is finding work after they finish their service time. Many times veterans come back and in some cases, especially in larger cities, have difficulty finding meaningful employment opportunities after they finish up their military time. Many young people join the service specifically for that, to get some job training, to be able to pick up some extra money, to be able to pay for college and what have you. But then when they come back into the workforce after they finish their service time, sometimes they find it a little bit more difficult to find the type of work that they would like to be able to do. Well, the website AmericasHeroesAtWork.gov had a list of the top 10 reasons to hire veterans and wounded warriors. One of them was the ability to learn new skills and concepts. When you think about it, while they're in the military, service members have to undergo rigorous training programs to become experts in a wide range of skills and concepts, and those can easily be transferred to a civilian work environment. So the skills that service members have learned and applied in real-world situations in the military actually make ideal candidates to enhance an organization's productivity. So that's one of the key points. The second point would be strong leadership qualities. As you can imagine, the military trains service members to lead by example as well as through direction, delegation, motivation, and inspiration. And, of course, that's in some of the toughest situations that you can imagine. Service members are not only well-schooled in the academic theory of leadership, but they also understand and have used practical ways to manage behaviors to get the results that they need. If they can keep their heads and still lead and get the job done in the circumstances they're put in there, I'm pretty sure they can handle just about the worst circumstances in the office as well. Third point would be flexibility to work strongly in teams or, if that need be, work independently, because military training also teaches service members to work as a team by instilling a sense of responsibility to one's colleagues. In addition, the size and scope of military operations necessitates that service members also understand how groups of all sizes relate to each other and support the overarching objective. Now, while military duties stress teamwork and group productivity, they also build up individuals, and they're able to perform independently at a very high level as well. So you get good, diverse workforce. Number four would be diversity and strong interpersonal skills. Service members, they've learned to work side by side with individuals, regardless of their race, gender, religion, ethnic and cultural backgrounds, their economic status and geographic origins, as well as mental, physical, and attitudinal capabilities. Many service members have also been deployed or stationed in numerous foreign countries, and that gives them a greater appreciation for the diverse nature of the globalized economy. The fifth point they make is the ability to work efficiently and diligently in a fast-paced environment. Service members have developed the capacity and the time management skills needed to know how to accomplish tasks not just correctly, but also on time, and sometimes in spite of limited resources and, as you can imagine, immense pressure. One of the other reasons, the sixth reason to hire veterans and wounded warriors would be respect for procedures and accountability. Service members know how policies and procedures enable an organization to be successful, and they easily understand their place within an organizational framework. Service members understand the responsibility that comes with being responsible for the actions of subordinates, and they understand how to properly evaluate issues through the proper supervisory channels as well. Number seven would be hands-on experience with both technology and globalization. You know, today's military uses cutting-edge technology to maintain our dominance over the enemy in the battlefield. From communications technology to the security of computer networks and hardware, service members have to stay aware of emerging technologies in the public and private sector, so they're up on all those things. Good, because I'm not. Need somebody to point me in the right direction with technology sometimes. Number eight would be strong personal integrity. Military training demands that individuals not only abide by a strong code of ethics, but that they live it each and every day. Military personnel are often trusted with security clearances that give them access to highly sensitive information. An employee with a proven track record of trustworthiness is often an asset to an organization. The ninth point would be strong sense of health, safety, and property standards. Service members are aware of health and safety protocols, both for themselves and the welfare of others. Individually, they represent a drug-free workforce that is cognizant of maintaining personal health and fitness. And on a company level, their attentiveness and care translate into respect for employees, property, and materials. And the tenth point would be a triumph over adversity. You know, in addition to dealing positively with the typical issues of personal maturity, service members have frequently triumphed over great adversity. Service members have proven their mettle in mission-critical situations, demanding endurance, stamina, and flexibility. And in the case of wounded warriors, they've overcome severe disabilities, acquired injuries, including those that you can't see, through strength, determination, and personal conviction. So it sounds like you're going to get someone who is able to work through a lot of different things. Last year in 2012, there was a study put together that was commissioned by the CNAS, and it was called Employing America's Veterans, and it's Perspectives from Businesses. Margaret Harrell and Nancy Berglass put that together. They interviewed representatives of 69 different companies and corporations across the United States and specifically asked them why companies hire veterans and why they don't. And it was kind of interesting. You're going to hear some of these same things when they came up with some of the results from that study. But some of the reasons that they found from businesses directly of why they like to hire veterans were things like the veterans' character makes them good employees, that the veterans are disciplined, they follow procedures well, and they operate safely. The companies also seek veterans' expertise as well. Over a third of the companies said they hire veterans specifically for what they learned during their service time. They said that veterans adapt and perform well in dynamic environments. Also that veterans in the organizations typically are very successful and that veterans are resilient. Also, hiring veterans carries good public relations benefits as well, and hiring veterans is just the right thing to do. So those are some of the reasons why some of those companies answered why they like to have veterans on staff. One of the other questions they asked about was why some companies do not hire veterans. And some of the things that they heard back were like skill translation. Some companies reported problems with transferring some of the skills they learned in the military over into the private sector as well. And I'm sure those are probably some isolated specific cases there too. when it comes to those things. There were the negative stereotypes of veterans, too, that they came up with some different ideas there, trying to overcome those. Also, a skill or qualification mismatches, concern about future deployments also was an issue with regard to why people, companies don't hire. And also say there was another note here that companies sometimes struggle to find veterans. Even when they're searching for them, they were at times having trouble finding some veterans. But their conclusion on that study showed that employing veterans contributes substantially to the overall wellness and their integration into American communities, and employment provides not only income, but also purpose and structure in their lives. They said veteran employment is also important to national security, as a stable and supportive civilian employment enables reservists and guardsmen to serve as the nation requires. And the reserve component will provide a critical capability for the military as it downsizes an active force. And they said it also makes good business sense to hire veterans. And the report documented that businesses see the value of veterans and want them as part of their organizations. They value their skills and expertise and experiences that they've come up with, and companies that purposefully hire veterans proclaim the benefit gained from employing those people who exhibit the same loyalty and strong performance in the civilian workplace that they did while serving in the country. And there are also hurdles to improving veteran employment, but they think that those are all things that, with understanding and knowledge, can actually be overcome. So more and more veterans find themselves gainfully employed in something they enjoy and some place that they can succeed after their service time is completed. So if you are a business owner or manager, you might want to consider specifically looking next time for some of those folks who have served our country so well. I want to turn things back over to the folks from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Hey, you know, there are veterans job fairs at different times of the year across the state as well. There was one held in Avoca a few months ago, too, and they had a lot of success with companies setting up displays and booths there to visit with and to interview some veterans that came by as well. So there are opportunities out there for those folks who have served and continue to serve our country. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.